Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas Arbi HaKashom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Shavuos Daf Mimvov. The Gemara in Mudalev says that even if a person goes and announces that he's going to harm and damage his friend's property, that doesn't mean he actually did it, because sometimes one can be magzim, can exaggerate. So if one says going into the house of his friend to take out something, and then something's missing, not necessarily he did it. He may be exaggerating. The Rashba in Shuvas and Chilak Aleph Siman Kuf Pei Aleph, he brings that we know what's brought down. The Gemara brings that someone who is a moiser or a musur, the Lashon of the Gemara is someone who goes to be malshin to the goyim about a Jew, you're allowed to kill him. So the Rashba was asked, if you have somebody who is intending to go and be malshin, we don't know for sure he's going to be malshin or not, he just said he's going to do it, how can you kill him? Maybe he's magzim, maybe he's exaggerating, as our Gemara says. So the Rashba answers, in short, Rashba says that someone who is a moiser is considered to be a roidev. The same way someone who's roidev after his friend to kill him, I don't take any chances. I go and I'm allowed to save the nirdev from the roidev, because he may come to kill him. The Rashba adds that here, if it's a person who always does it, so we know even in more certainty that he will do it. But because when we have a din by roidev, that someone who's chasing after his friend, you can go and kill him. Someone who's going to be moiser's friend, even though we talk about only about maybe a monetary loss, it's considered to be as if he's killing his friend. And the same by roidev, even misafik, you're allowed to kill the roidev. You're allowed to also kill the moiser misafik. And Chidush Arim, over here, printed on the sugi over here, has brought down the same idea. Comes to say, if we know that people exaggerate, why Moisa is different? And he says the answer of the Rashba, and he explains it a little bit more. He says, what's the reason that by Roidev you could kill the Roidev? Because it's not the point of punishing the Roidev. It is saving the Nirdev. Our main objective is to save the Nirdev from being killed by the Roidev. So if you say, let's see if he's going to do it or not, it may be too late to fix it. So by us in our sugya, we're talking about someone who's going to lose some money. So you say, in the worst case, you go and you extract the money from the one who's damaging. But in a case of a roidev, and we consider a moiser, someone who's moiser to the goyim, to be in the level of a roidev. So there, if it's done, once it's done, it's done. And therefore, you could kill the roidev, you could kill the moiser, even though he may be exaggerating. We can have to hear what the Maharal brings in the Gurarye. We mentioned in a few shurim in the past that Rashi brings from the Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he saw Dosan Ve'Aviram in Mitzrayim, he got very worried that maybe Am Yisrael will not be Zoichel Geula, because he saw that they were Malshinim, they were Daltering. So the Maharal goes on to say that the essence of Am Yisrael is that they are Pnimi, they're internal. Goyim, they live in an external world, and Am Yisrael lives in an internal world. That's why he brings the Gemara that says that a goy is mar bedvorim, he speaks a lot, because talking belongs to goyim. A yid doesn't speak too much, he is quiet. So the Maharal goes on to say that the geula of Am Yisrael depends on the fact that they don't talk a lot, that they keep quiet. And if you see malshinim by Am Yisrael, that means they become external, they become like the goyim. So they're not zoichel geula, says the Maharal. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is very worried. When he saw Dosan Ve'Avir, they're going to be malshin to the Malchus, he felt maybe Am Yisrael is not zoichel to geula. And Efshah, this adds up to what the Rashba and Chiddush Arim is mentioning. That we're going a moiser, we consider him to be a roidev. A moiser is not just someone who's taking away money from his friend. A moiser is taking away the whole essence of Klal Yisrael. He's taking away of the schus that Am Yisrael has, the schus of shtiko, the schus of being internal. And what has a chiyuv to save another yid from being in that matzav? Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list, who wants to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.